Christ is risen. Today, Easter changes everything. Easter changes everything because Jesus is God in the flesh, and that he, as God, died the death that all people deserve due to sin, and because he reversed the curse of sin and death by his resurrection, that changes everything. Here's why. Jesus defeated sin, death, and the power of the devil. Because of Jesus, because Jesus defeated sin, all that is broken and wrong in this world is now being mended. You, who are joined to him by faith, have a clean slate. Jesus says, I am making all things new. Because Jesus defeated sin, you are declared not guilty in God's court of law. When Jesus rose from the grave, his forgiveness raises you up. Addiction, depression, anxiety, shame, indifference, doubt, mistakes, they're all paid for. We have no reason to feel afraid, lost, ashamed, sad, or even negative. Because Jesus defeated sin, you have a family. God made you to love you. And one of the places you see that most clearly is the cross. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, God made it possible for you to become part of his family for eternity. Jesus said, return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. You have an identity that isn't determined by your gender, your race, your age, or anything else that the world likes to determine. You are a Christian, a little Christ, named after Christ, because you belong to him. And friends, because Jesus defeated death, he proves he was telling the truth. He proves. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Because Jesus defeated death, he changes the way that we look at death. All fear is gone. Death isn't the final word. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Because of today, we can leave a funeral service and know that that's not the end yet. Because Jesus defeated death, he even changes the way that we look at life. We can face tomorrow, as the song goes. Jesus even says to the thief on the cross next to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Easter changes the way we look at our life. Life is now worth living. Your body that God has given you and how you treat your body all of a sudden matters because Jesus has his physical body resurrected. And so we should treat it with that same respect. Because Jesus defeated death, he changes the way we look at life, and you have the promise that you, yes, you too, will one day have a resurrected body, just like Jesus, where there will be no pains, no missing limbs, no incurable diseases, no cancer. Because Jesus defeated death, there is hope of a physical life. Not just spiritual, but a physical new creation after this life. Because he changes the way we look at life, we can face even these uncertain days. Because Jesus defeated death, he changes the way we even look at eternal life. Your future is now in God's hands, not your own. Jesus says, my sheep, that's us. They listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me and I give them eternal life. They will never die and no one will snatch them from my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all and no one is able to snatch them from my Father's hand. Friends, you have the promise today, again, of seeing everything and seeing everyone, every faithful loved one who has ever died. We have the promise of seeing them again, face to face, because of Jesus. You and I have the promise of seeing God himself one day, face to face, without any fear. Jesus says, I assure you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Because Jesus defeated death, he changes the way we look at eternal life, and now all of creation has the promise of new life. Not just us as people, that even lilies and daffodils will do just like what lilies and daffodils are supposed to do to the greatest glory. The world will one day be restored. Animals won't attack other animals or other human beings. You see, Easter changes everything. Even Jesus redeemed not just people, bodies, souls, but all of creation. Plants, animals, soil, water, sky, all of these things are redeemed from the author of all creation. And they're now destined to work as they have been intended. Easter changes everything. And because Jesus defeated not just sin, not just death, but he defeated the power of evil and even the power of the devil, Jesus is now judge over your life and nobody else. What he says matters. You now have a Lord that accomplishes everything that every king, every emperor, every president, every leader never could. Because Jesus defeated the power of the devil, it changes how we look at people and how we treat other people. The people sitting next to you today are fellow people that Jesus has loved and paid for. And guess what? So are all those that aren't in a church today. It changes how we treat and look at people. Even people who hate us, hurt us, argue with us, even betray us, have a plan and a purpose because of Jesus. Because Jesus defeated the power of the devil, the Holy Spirit of our living Lord God is now finally able to work inside of you and even through you. You, yes, you, Christian, you have now the capacity to love better, deeper, fuller, because the love we share even to our families, our spouses, isn't just our love. It's now the love of our risen Lord that works through us. That's the love we share because of today. The Holy Spirit has now enabled us, and now we all, you all, have a job. We live on purpose. We live with love. We live with excitement. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Don't forget it. And we are all now challenged because of today. We are challenged to look like Jesus. So join us even after today, Easter Sunday. Join us as we make Easter last all month. Easter isn't just one day. It's 40 days. It's a whole season of love that goes on. So join us in hearing more of these words of Jesus, these red letters, these red letter words and promises of Jesus each and every week here at Bethlehem. Take a devotional book on the way out as you see in the welcome desk and learn how Jesus has changed the way we live, we love, and we act. And guided by that light of Christ, we can now, and we will now, serve, shine, and share the love of Christ. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses our understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.